Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. I have a fabulous guest for you today in keeping with our theme of mindset. Yeshe Shodron is here with us, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. You know, being a holistic entrepreneur, I think, is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place and truly want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here at the show. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. Now, I always want to take a moment during every show to acknowledge and thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. Whether you're listening to, you know, the recording, or you've downloaded it and listening to it at the gym or in the car, it's still your time. And time is our most precious asset. I am truly honored that you do that. So I always want to make sure that this time is value packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And I'd love to know what you think about the show. So please subscribe, rate, and review. Send me a message on Facebook. I want to make this a valuable tool for you on your journey as a holistic entrepreneur. So join me in welcoming our guest for today. Yeshe Shodron. For almost two decades, Yeshe Shodron has been expertly guiding and mentoring women in the areas of emotional connection and self-empowerment. When working with this powerful yet loving shaman, coach, and mentor, you're resolving your issues with the numbness and disconnection that's feeling stuck. Even years after overcoming active addiction or abuse cycles. Yeshe's clients refer to her as the Sacred Lotus Woman because through her sacred and powerful shaman approach to coaching and mentoring, they see a woman whose soul is ever blossoming and who is always someone willing to lovingly guide you through blossoming into your own greatness in life. As a shaman, a woman's sacred juicy empowerment coach, and number one best-selling author, Yeshe and her clients are living proof that we can break through the chains that bind us to our inner personal trappings of empowering ourselves with love, commitment, and courage. And through these, we can stand in our power safely and consistently and live the fantastic life of our choosing. I am so excited that Yeshe has committed time out of her busy schedule to spend time with us here on the show.
Well, Yeshe, welcome today. So I am so thankful that you've taken time out of your busy day to spend time here with this community. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Bonnie. I'm truly thrilled and honored to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right?
Yes.
Would you share with us a little bit about your journey and what brings you to who you've become today and a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, I will. Thank you for asking. It's really interesting. You know, as a kid, I was very fascinated with playing with energies and, you know, the unseen realms and things like this. And I think that a lot of healers can relate to that. And so I did that as a child. And then as I was growing up, I was shamed, you know, and told that that was wrong or evil. And so, you know, I had a very strained relationship with my natural abilities and my, I'll say my spirit guides for quite a while. But in my 20s, I started working with hands-on healing practices like polarity therapy and, therapeutic touch and things like this. And those things started coming back. And so I was called into starting a healing journey on myself, you know, as I was serving clients. But I will tell you that the real turning point for me was actually when I was in a trauma-filled marriage several years ago. And my ex-husband and I were together for about 3.5 years. And, you know, we met and got married within a month. And I don't recommend that. But we did, and at the time it felt like the right thing to do. And in truth it was, you know, so I maybe I'll renege on that statement, you know, do it if it feels right. In truth it was, because what happened, Bonnie, was that, I discovered in that relationship that, well, first I discovered that the abuse was existent. I didn't know at first. And I discovered that my ex-husband was a chronic addict and hardcore addict. And I had no idea what that looked like before in my life. And so what happened for me is I had the opportunity and the gift to recognize that my addiction, my lifelong addiction, was enabling. And so as an enabler, I hit rock bottom in that relationship. I had suffered, I think, every type of abuse that a man could do to a woman. And I literally mean that. It was very horrible on a number of levels. And I can talk about it in regular plain conversation today because, you know, that, that experience set me on an epic healing journey. And I remember the exact moment that that shifted. I was in a conversation with my mother, and at the time, you know, during that marriage, I had become kind of estranged from my mom and my stepdad and my older brother and my younger brother and my new younger sister and, you know, my whole family. I just wasn't connecting with them, and I wasn't – my support network had been taken away from me bit by bit, as many women who have been through abusive relationships will recognize. And men as well. And so that had happened to me. And so I was on the phone with my mother about a year before I left. And I remember just sobbing. And it was, you know, this awful experience of, you know, my ex-husband had come back after truly the longest and the most intense drug binge I had ever experienced with him. And I was in this mode of caretaking him when he got home. And so I was sobbing to my mother. I was crying these huge heartfelt crocodile tears and sharing what I needed to share. And she just so graciously just listened to everything that I had to say. And then, Bonnie, she said, "Don't you matter? Don't you matter too?" And, you know, I can feel it now. When she said those words to me, I heard in her voice her heart breaking for me, for her baby girl, you know. And that flipped a switch in my heart and in my mind. And I from that moment, you know, it began this incredible, epic healing journey that I went through myself. You know, I went back to the healing methods that I knew. I offered myself new healing methods. I went back to my spiritual practice that I had abandoned during that marriage and for a couple of years before. And, you know, I did a lot of mending and healing and soul retrieval and, you know, just nourishing myself and allowing myself to take my time in, I would call it planning my escape. And, you know, I carefully planned this and, you know, energetically, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and mentally, I went through every layer, every level of creating my releasement from this relationship. And I did that because I knew that if I simply ran away, it wouldn't change me. It wouldn't change what I needed to change in my addiction as an enabler. And so I went through all the healing that I needed to go through to change me. And that released me from that situation in a way that was just simple and easy and, you know, almost effortless.
Wow. You know, it sounds like when your mother said, "Don't you matter," that's what brought you home.
It did.
To yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's exactly right. What a beautiful way of stating that. That's exactly right.
Yeah, because you had left who you were in that relationship.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, and I want to say that the relationship really was a really big mirror-like catalyst for me to recognize that the problem was within myself, was within my belief system, was, you know, was within me. You know, my ex-husband being an addict is his business. You know,
right.
That's up to him. That's his choice. That's between him and his divine source. And me being an enabler is my business. You know, that's where I had been lost. I had been lost in my addiction of enabling, you know, and you're right. My mother saying, don't you matter? You know, she opened the door for me to see that I had lost myself in my addiction. I mean, all my healing practice was gone. I had been teaching belly dance. I had started teaching yoga. All of that was gone. You know, I wasn't doing any of it. And it was just everything. It was had just fallen apart, you know. And so moving back into that, you know, allowing myself to hear my mother's loving and pleading voice, you know, I mean, it really was like she was pleading for me to love myself.
Yeah.
You know, and glory be to my mother, because she actually in that moment recognized that there was nothing that she could do.
Right.
You know, anything that.
Because it's your choice.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. What a great story. And I'm so glad that you found yourself who you are today. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about who you are today in terms of your business and what you do and how you help others.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. It truly, truly is my passion. And, you know, I think my passion is my mission. So my mission is that I know I've come to recognize through my epic healing, my epic self-healing. You know, when I say self-healing, I just mean self-directed healing, because truly it takes a village to raise a child. And we're all we all have our inner children to raise. So, you know, my mission and my passion are that I know I've discovered that I am an instrument in assisting humanity in healing the wounded relationship between ourselves and the divine feminine, but in a way that leaves us able to acknowledge, well, to recognize and to acknowledge and to receive the divine masculine, you know, with love. You know, and recognize that all masculine has divinity within, you know, and to not lose myself in my former fear of men, you know, my former fear of masculine energy, you know, because of my relationships that mirrored back to me what was happening inside of me. You know, we tend to blame the mirror. Right? Or blame the messenger.
Right.
And so with that, I developed this strong aversion or fear of any masculine energy that in any way seemed assertive, you know, that in any way seemed as if it were coming forward, which if you know masculine and feminine energy, which I know that you do, Bonnie, you know that the nature of the masculine is assertiveness. So in essence, I was afraid of masculine in general. But through this self-directed healing journey, you know, I came to understand that what's behind what I'm afraid of is my belief system. You know, the root of it is just a belief system that was, nurtured with fear.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, our relationships, you know, talking about relationships, our relationship with ourselves is something that people don't often think about, talk about, yet a lot of people struggle with.
Yes. You're right. And that is like the backbone of my practice now is assisting people with healing their inner relationships. My two favorite tools, they're not my only tools, but my two favorite tools are inner child work and shadow work. And, you know, I am so not afraid of going into the dark, because that is where when we do the work and when we rely on mentors and guides and support and people who know how to navigate the darkness through the darkness, when we rely on those support networks and people and systems, then we can actually move through the darkness and discover the message in any pain that arises, you know, and take that and recognize that at the core of it is gold, diamonds. You know, and so we can, my favorite place to be in healing, and I think that this is what draws me to healing, my very favorite place to be is in that heat of transformation when people are saying, oh my God, the kitchen is getting really hot, you know? That's my favorite place to be because I know that I can be the cheerleader in that moment. I can be the one that holds loving space and allows a person to move through that heat. And I can hold your hand through that heat and know that on the other side of that is where you're going to have those handfuls of gold and diamonds.
Oh, I like that. So, you know, in just listening to you talk, Ashe, it sounds like that's what makes you unique because you blend in your shamanistic healing with the coaching and the mentoring and the holding the space with people. And I don't know if there's a lot of people who do that.
I think you're right. You know, I don't know that there is anyone that does what I do. And, you know, I'm going to be bold and say it like that, even though there's a part of me that used to believe that it was egotistical to say that. But I'm discovering that it's true. There is no one who does what I do. You know, I do. I combine the shamanic arts with the structure of coaching, you know, and it's kind of like I am on your spiritual team. I am also on your human team as you walk this earth, you know, and I am also on your, you know, your demon fighting team, you know. I'm on your team in all three realms. You know, this reminds me of what I heard once to be the definition of a shaman, and it's someone who uses their body, mind, and spirit in someone who uses their body, mind, and spirit with love for the purpose of love and healing of oneself, others, and the earth. Yeah. And when I heard that, I thought, oh, yes, yes, I fit into that category. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and with the coaching structure, it really provides the divine masculine flow of moving a person out of their stuck place with the shamanic arts and into action, you know, into making their own lives better, you know, so it isn't simply, none of this is, you know, I don't want to say simply for any of it because I feel like that demeans it. But let me scratch that word, but it isn't one category and it isn't just the focus of shamanic arts and it isn't just the focus of coaching. It's kind of like with me, the shamanic arts is my feminine expression, you know, that's what I allow my feminine expression to come through in terms of the healing aspect of femininity. And for me with coaching, that's where I allow my masculine aspect to come through, you know, in that type of healing. It isn't true for everybody, you know, to categorize it this way, but that's how it is for me. And the mentoring is sort of like, you know, like if you think of the top of a pyramid, you know, it's sort of like the masculine is on two sides of the base of the pyramid and the feminine is on two sides of the base of the pyramid. And they come together at the top into mentoring, and that's where they're both in action at the same time. So I feel like what I offer is a pyramid experience.
Okay. So we're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about, you know, how not only how you work with your clients, but what advice you might have for other coaches, mentors on the path as they do whatever it is that they do in their business with their clients.
Perfect.
So think about that during the break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about that.
Excellent.
I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here with Ashe Shouldren today, and we're having a wonderful discussion. And you're not going to want to leave the show. You're going to want to sit through this short commercial, and we're going to be right back, everyone.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here today with Ashe Shouldren, and we are having a discussion about her unique practice and how she works with her clients to, you know, really develop that relationship with themselves. And as a coach and a mentor, in addition to being a shamanic healer, I'm sure that you might have some tips or some advice or some insights that maybe you could share with other holistic-minded entrepreneurs who are on their path.
Yeah, thank you for that question. You know, I feel like the very most important thing for us to do as, you know, anyone who's in the position of supporting or guiding or assisting another person with their healing practice, whether you are an entrepreneur in this or simply a friend, I believe that the most important thing for us to do is twofold. That can happen as one experience. And one is to be present with what is, and to not try to chase it away, not try to necessarily make a person feel better, you know, but simply to be present, whether it's a person who is in sadness, whether it's a person who is in anxiety, to be present with what is. And the other part of that, in your presencing, I want to ask you to suspend your judgment. Just simply suspend your judgment. If you want to be judgmental about their process later on, that's great. But in your moment of being present with them, give them the gift of a lack of judgment, because our judgments really steer us into wanting to make a person feel better when maybe your version of feeling better isn't what their soul is calling for right now. You know, I have to say, for me and my story of what I went through in being involved in an abusive marriage is that it was really necessary, and it's so funny to say this now, but it's true. It was really necessary for me to see myself clearly within all of that pain. And when I was being supported by friends who wanted to make me feel better, or who wanted to move me out of the marriage, or who wanted me to get a divorce, or, you know, the police who wanted me to get a divorce, or, you know, all of those things, that's not what my soul was calling for at the time. My soul wanted me to see myself, and I hadn't seen myself yet. And it wasn't until I experienced the sharpest pain that I would call my bottoming out. And anyone who's familiar with, you know, in being engaged in addiction from any angle, whether it's healing or being involved in addiction yourself, you know that bottoming out is the place where you heal from. And so my soul was calling for me to see myself through that pain first. And so what I believe is sometimes, not always, sometimes required for healing, the deepest type of irreversible transformational healing is to see yourself in that pain. And so the greatest gift that we can give as a support person, as a guide, as a healer, as a mentor, as a coach, is to be present and suspend judgment in that presencing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that you are so right. You know, there's something sacred about being able to hold the space with someone.
Yes.
It's just, when I work with people and we're in that sort of realm, I have no idea later on what I said, what I did, anything, because I'm not there.
Yeah.
I'm just with that person. Mm-hmm. And it's the energy is just combined, and I have no clue anything else that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so true. That's so important. And I'm so glad that you bring that up, because that's something that, you know, we're some people want to fix things, you know, and that's not what people need sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You're so right. And I have to say, this is not a complaint, but it's something that I feel a little uncomfortable about in our industry right now, in our coaching industry right now, or our holistic entrepreneurship, is that many coaches have been trained to create a signature program. And a signature program is a wonderful thing to have, because, you know, it enables you to serve from your highest place. The problem that I have heard many clients come to me with is that, oh, I've been to a coach and they brought me through their signature program, but they weren't listening to me. You know, they didn't understand what my needs were, you know, and a signature program, again, is a wonderful thing to have, and it can create a structure for you to move within and from. However, I truly, Bonnie, I wish I could tell you how many clients of mine call me and come to me because they had not been heard, seen, or served in a program with a coach or a holistic entrepreneur where they were operating their signature program and not hearing the client, not providing what the client needed, not serving the client as an individual. So I think that it's important for us to come back to even within your signature program, if you are operating from that place, to recognize that that is a structure that can support your guidance. But what really the client is signing up for is you. You know, the right. client is signing up to be with you because they trust you, mm-hmm. you know. And so, I want to encourage us all to find ourselves within our signature programs, you know, and to allow ourselves to be present and suspend judgment. And then I want to give a third point in that presencing too, which is to have inner integrity. Be authentic about how you're feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. if your client is taking you to a place where you don't know how to serve them, be authentic in that and either call in support from another practitioner or recommend that your client receive support from another source. Mm-hmm. You know, what I've done in my practice is I've called in two other types of practitioners to support anyone who's coming into a long-term program with me, one in the area of money. So my former coach is now a colleague of mine. And so occasionally I offer clients, either a power hour with her or a full day intensive with her because she goes much more deeply into the money piece than I do. I do address the money piece from the point of being in relationship with money, but she goes even deeper into that in terms of the structure and, the worldly sense of relating with money. And there's another, and there's another practitioner that I've called into my practice as well, who is a friend and a colleague, and she does cellular release and hypnotherapy. And so, you know, when a client comes to me and it's something that goes slightly beyond where I can serve them, I call that in and I encourage us all to do that as practitioners.
Oh, that's such good advice. Mm-hmm. Such good advice. Mm-hmm. You know, because years ago I worked in a small hospital as an RN, mm-hmm. and it was a lot of family practice, mm-hmm. And general practitioner physicians. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of the sign of a good physician or not, mm-hmm. is someone who would know that it was whatever the patient was experiencing was maybe beyond what they could do and then would refer them.
Yeah.
The physicians who hung on to somebody and didn't refer them, it was disastrous always for the patient. And so it kind of related to that, and it's so true. Mm-hmm. So you have given us so many, you know, golden nuggets and so many insights. Is there one, if you had to say people could only remember one thing today, their brain was full of stuff, and they couldn't remember anything else, just one thing. What is the one thing, and it's probably something we've already talked about today, what's the one thing that you think is the most important thing to leave them with today?
I'll tell you, the thing that rings true throughout my entire being is my message to the world, which is love truly is the answer to every question.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. Or I should say I love that.
Mm-hmm. Me too. it is the key to everything. Love is the key to everything. Mm-hmm.
That is so true, so true. Yeah. We could talk for hours,
indeed.
But our time is coming to a close. Mm-hmm. But I do want people, because I want more of you. I know other people are going to want more mm-hmm. of you as well. So what's the best way to connect with you, mm-hmm. some of the offerings that you have?
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. There's a couple of ways. One is you could simply email me. You know, I'm really passionate about connecting. I do currently serve primarily women, but there are some men that I serve as well. And it's only because my service usually works along the venue of feminine energy within our human makeup. And so for men who are able to step forward into that, I welcome you as well. But the easiest way is to just email me. And people could email me at yeshe@dancingwithhealingspirit.com. And if someone is feeling like they're not ready to be quite that direct, you could explore some of the gifts that I have available. And you could explore that at healingspiritvipresources.com/gift. So I'll say that one more time, and there's no spaces, no capitals are necessary. healingspiritvipresources.com/gift. And now that I said it, I'm going to double check that that's correct here.
Well, and I'll also put that link so that people will be able to get that from the show notes.
Perfect.
And so that'll be there as well. Mm-hmm. And I was just poking around on your website a little bit, and there's lots of stuff there. So, yes,
I would
encourage people to go check, and I will put the link on the show page. And also the gift that you're offering our listeners, I will put on the guest gift page so they can access it there as well.
Perfect.
So anyone who's interested in knowing more, getting more stuff from Yashe, I would certainly do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to thank you so much for spending your valuable time with us today.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a joy, and I love all the insights and wisdom you have shared with our community.
Oh, thank you. It's truly been a joy for me as well, and I could talk for hours, and you're so easy to talk with. So thank you so much for having me. It's been my pleasure, and I'm honored.
What a great show. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Now, you can find The Holistic Entrepreneur on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and the quickest way to find the links to all of these places is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com and then just click on the radio tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur. All the links to all the other networks are there for you so that you don't have to go searching. And the wonderful gifts that all of our guests have offered can be found there as well. So be sure to access the gift page while you're there. Now I have another great guest lined up for next week. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word so that we can reach more people. And you can do that by subscribing, reviewing, and of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.